It's the most maligned and underappreciated instrument in all of music. But whenever I hear one played really well, it never fails to take me places. So today, how about a little love for the accordion? I've always felt kind of bad for the accordion. Such an interesting instrument, yet it's reviled and joked about by so many. Remember that Far Side cartoon by Gary Larson? Two new dead people are off to the afterlife. In one panel, an angel says, "Welcome to heaven, here's your harp." In the other panel, the devil says, "Welcome to hell, here's your accordion." I love the accordion. I love the music it makes. I think it adds life, vitality, and passion to every piece of music it touches. Whether it's used to create the undercurrent over which the rest of the music is layered, or asked to do the heavy lifting right at the center of a piece of music. So, today we come to praise the accordion, not to rip the bellows from the keyboard and drop the whole thing in a vat of acid. Although, if you search hard enough on YouTube, I'll bet you can find someone who's tried it. I'm Jeff Hoyt. Welcome to Hoytus Interruptus.
Mama's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. And when daddy comes home, he never gets no rest. Cause she's playing all night. And the music's all right. Mama's got a squeeze box, daddy never sleeps at night.
Leave it to Pete Townsend to draw the inevitable parallel between an accordion and an old-fashioned sex toy.
She goes.
I think the accordion is just part of my DNA. I was raised in a mostly Polish neighborhood in northern Indiana. I knew guys with names like Kukanowski, Mikelski, and Szymanski. And even though my hometown neighborhood suffered from a severe shortage of vowels, joyous accordion music was always in abundance. On a summer day, I'd hear the accordion up and down the block. People washed their cars, grilled their Polish sausages, and drank their Falstaff beer, all to the sounds of an enchanting Polish waltz, or perhaps a lively polka. But whatever the style of music, the accordion was always right in the middle of it.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run.
Now help me with this next part.
Sing
boom torero?
Bring out a song of cheer.
What the hell does that mean?
Now's the time to roll a barrel.
I have no idea. Yeah, well, the gang was certainly all there in my neighborhood. I somehow became part of the local pubescent Polish posse, and I stuck out like a sore thumb. First of all, I wasn't Polish. Secondly, I lacked the physical toughness required for the job. Not really posse material, you might say. I don't know, maybe they let me tag along because I was so accommodating whenever the older kids felt the need to open a can of whoop-ass on someone. These were tough kids. Sometimes I'd get beaten up just because no one had a very good answer to the question, I don't know, what do you want to do?
Oh, we're gonna hit out. Listen for what it's worth. Oh, he don't where it hurts. Cause they only care what it's worth. And he was that long, long, long time ago. You found me linking by the side of the road. Lifting me out of my home.
The only kid I ever got the upper hand on was John Szymanski. His fight routine was a little too predictable, and I eventually caught on. He'd always duck his head and charge into me, driving into my stomach and dropping me onto my back, where he would, of course, have me at something of a disadvantage. I managed to turn the tables on John one day by trying something I'd seen on the Three Stooges. I goaded John into a fight while standing in front of an oak tree. He dropped his head and charged. I stepped out of the way, and John discovered just how little give oak trees have when you lead with your head. The accordion, and its close cousin, the concertina, were never only about Polish music, of course. The instrument has found its way into merengue music from the Dominican Republic, Mexican norteño music, Dutch and Scandinavian folk music. Traditional English, Scottish, and Irish music all make full use of the accordion. And is there any other instrument that can instantly transport you to a sidewalk cafe in Paris? Rock music doesn't shy away from the accordion, not anymore. Pearl Jam, The Rolling Stones, Sheryl Crow, Billy Joel, they've all turned to the squeeze box. And some very interesting newer bands, like Dvachka out of Colorado and the Decemberists out of Portland, Oregon. You'll hear the accordion as part of what makes up their signature sound. Here's one of my favorite bands. Zach Condon, the lead singer, dropped out of high school in New Mexico and then traveled to Paris and throughout the Balkans. Got totally inspired by the music he heard there, came back, started a band called Beirut, and he kind of uses the accordion to help find his inner gypsy.
A plague in the workhouse, a plague on the poor. Now I'll beat on my drum till I'm dead. Yesterday a fever, tomorrow St. Peter. I'll beat on my drum until then. What melody will lead my lover from his bed? What melody will see him in my arms again?
Of course, now, here in America, if there's any place where the accordion should be the state instrument, I'd vote for Louisiana. Zydeco music is everywhere. And way down deep in Cajun country, they'll suck you in with a fiddle and then take you home with the accordion. After leaving my polka-laden Indiana roots behind me forever, my affection for the accordion became my dirty little secret. The instrument was definitely riding high on the uncool list as I entered my high school years. When I became a college radio rock and roll DJ, I mocked the accordion on the air. In fact, my then-girlfriend and future wife Cindy and I used to turn down the sound on old reruns of The Lawrence Welk Show while playing Alice Cooper on the stereo. It synced up perfectly. Myron Florin never looked or sounded so hilarious.
We pulled off the highway.
Go ahead, picture it.
Night black is a real.
Lawrence Welk and his baton.
Yeah, I read the Bible, she said.
Big hair.
I wanna know of it.
Dancers spinning.
Hey,
in perfect sync.
I think I got a lamp on.
Nothing like good, clean college fun. I guess at this point, my rejection of the accordion was complete. But in the end, the squeeze box would have its revenge. After all, as a college DJ, I was still very much in professional dues-paying mode. That meant some odd summer jobs. At a small AM radio station in Connecticut, I held down the midday slot, wrote and produced all the commercials, even did most of the newscasts. That was fine with me. I was there to make money. Who cared if every commercial and every commercial break had my voice on it? The station didn't. Perhaps my most important job, though, was to work on Sunday mornings so that the older regular employees could enjoy their respective summers. Sunday morning was where all the special programming went. Church services, rambling pre-recorded talk shows, and ethnic programming. Right after the Lebanese Hour with George and Emil Sofke came the Polish Eagles radio show with Victor and Sophie Zembruski. Sophie would pre-record her intros each week and deliver a reel-to-reel tape along with a stack of polka records with the selected tracks clearly marked. I'd read my intro. Hello, polka lovers! Once again, it's time for the Polish Eagles radio show with your host, Sophie Zembruski. Then I'd play the tape and hear Sophie say, Thank you, Jeff Hoyt. Let's begin this week's show with a lively polka. Here it is, Polecka. After a couple of lively polkas, she'd throw in a waltz. Here it is, Walczyk, or the occasional Oberek, which is a Polish dance involving lots of hops and jumps. I remember this from watching Neil Mikalski's parents in their backyard when I was a kid. I have to admit, I loved this weekly return to my roots, although at the time I would have never admitted it to any of my college buddies. No one ever called the studio while I was running the Sunday morning shows, so I was pretty sure no one was actually out there listening. One day, just as a joke, or maybe because I was a little bored, I queued up one of my own records to play. I hit the tape to hear Sophie say, And now, once again, let's hear the delightful sounds of the polka. Here it is, Polecka.
Hey, hey, mama, said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Turns out people were listening. In fact, Sophie had friends over from out of town, and they were all there listening at her house.
Hey, baby, when you walk that way, watch honey drip, can't keep away.
She called and pretty much tore me a new one. My boss found out, and he promised her that I would no longer introduce her show. There was just one problem. It was summer. No one wanted to work on Sunday mornings, so Sophie was stuck with me, at least until it was time for me to go back to college. And those are about all of the stories I have that can be connected to the accordion. The well is officially dry. Of course, I got over my youthful rejection of the instrument. Now I've devoted an entire podcast to it. What more can be done? Well, I could learn to play it, I suppose. But my family might have something to say about that. I leave you with the guy who got us started. He's Jan Tiersen, a French master accordion player, and one of the very best, in my opinion. When Jan's done, I have more music waiting back there for you, from Dvochka, Beirut, and the Decemberists, three amazing American bands that I mentioned earlier, who all put the accordion to good use. First, though, or rather, last, though, I do have one more little story. More of an addendum, really. I called WATR Radio in Waterbury, Connecticut, to ask a few questions about Victor and Sophie Zembruski's old radio show that I used to play when I worked there 34 years ago. Know what they told me? She's still on the air. Still doing the show every week. Sophie Zembruski is 90 years old. And what's more, her husband, Victor, started that show in 1934, and it's never left the air. The Polish Eagles radio show with Sophie Zembruski is now one of the longest continuously running programs on American radio. I even called her. We talked. I told her I was sorry for playing Black Dog by Led Zeppelin instead of her lively polka. She forgave me. That's it for this edition of Hoytus Interruptus. Thanks for taking the time. I'm Jeff Hoyt. Once again, that was Jan Tiersen from his Lafar CD. That may be how it's pronounced anyway. If his music sounds familiar, then you've obviously seen the movie Amelie. Jan Tiersen composed the soundtrack for that film. As you know, I edit a lot of music so that it'll fit with the narrative here on Hoytus Interruptus. But since this show was more about music, I wanted to come in here on the back end and share some with you unedited. You'll hear three songs in a row. And here's a little bit about each. The third and final song in the set is called Sons and Daughters from the Decemberists. They're out of Portland, Oregon, and the accordion is pretty underutilized in this particular tune, but if you dig into the band's catalog, you'll find that it's an instrument that keeps popping up. In the middle, you'll hear Charlotte Mietnacht from Dvachka's How It Ends CD. They're a Colorado band that fuses Romani, Greek, Slavic, bolero, and mariachi music, and tie it back to their American punk and folk roots. Dvachka is really on the rise and gained some distinction when they did the soundtrack for the movie Little Miss Sunshine. They, along with Beirut, that I played earlier, both advanced the notion that where there's an accordion, a tuba and a bass drum can't be far behind. And speaking of Beirut, let's get things started with them once more. This is a tune called Idle Days. And when I had 90-year-old Sophie Zembruski on the phone the other day, I even asked her to help us get things going. So, Sophie?
We would like to continue with the Polish Eagle Show with our next selection, the delightful Pilecka.
And I know I do.
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls with aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boats, arms to shoulder, till tides all pull our hull aground, making this call harbor now home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters, we will arise from the bunkers, by land, by sea, by dirigible, we'll leave our tracks untraceable now. Fade away. Here are the bombs that fade away.